Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacey Lynn. It's one of the worst mass casualty events in Gaza since the October 7th Hamas attack. As many as 100 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Gaza's emergency services said Israel's military dropped three 2,000-pound bombs on the Al-Tabin school and mosque complex in eastern Gaza City, while displaced people who had fled there for shelter were holding early morning prayers.
The race for the White House is on, with both campaigns out on the trail. While Vice President Harris spoke in Arizona yesterday,
former President Donald Trump on the stump in Bozeman, Montana. The issue of immigration and the southern border, top of mind for both campaigns.
She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion.
The former president has proposed what he says would be the largest deportation operation in U.S. history.
CBS's Natalie Brand. Debbie is still bringing heavy rain, high winds, and flash floods to part of the Northeast. CBS's Tom Henson is in Newark, New Jersey.
4 inches of rain in 4 hours led to a sudden and dire situation in western New York. Overloaded creeks and streams caused flash flooding as high as 11 feet in some areas. Hundreds of panicked residents trapped in their homes or vehicles called 911.
The storms also caused travel headaches at some airports. Jeremy Durbin's flight was canceled.
We need help. They need to have a better fix than hand somebody a business card with a QR code.
No one survived a plane crash in Brazil yesterday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with the latest.
The airliner's final moments, dropping thousands of feet in just seconds, falling out of the sky over a residential neighborhood outside Sao Paulo, Brazil.
It was a stall. I think we can pretty much safely assume that.
Former NTSB chair Robert Sumwalt is also a retired 737 captain.
And you can see the airplane spiraling. That looks to me like a flat spin. What caused the speed to get so low to where the airplane would stall? That remains to be seen.
And they'll look to the recovered black box for some answers. Another blow to President Biden's student loan relief program. CBS's Linda Kenyon with the details.
A federal appeals court has extended an order blocking the Biden administration from further implementing its latest loan forgiveness program. The injunction was requested by 7 Republican-led states that argued the Education Department exceeded its legal authority by enacting the so-called SAVE plan in the first place.
And SAVE was launched right after the Supreme Court knocked down Biden's one-time loan forgiveness plan. This is CBS.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
The school year is starting soon, whether at home or in the classroom. Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
And greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. Tell your friends, family, relatives, or anyone that you feel that would get a boost in their health, their vitality, their energy levels, and just have a better sense of well-being overall. It's our choice, and I'm not going to bug you much today about that, but I do want you to have a choice every day to do something to make you healthier. Drugs will never do it. Doctors can't do it. Drug companies don't care. It's up to us, you and I, that we select better choices every day for ensuring, preventing our health, to make sure that we have the best health possible. And we can prevent disease. We can. And food is our best medicine. And then supplements to fill in the gaps where many nutrients are missing in the food today. And not everybody eats as well as they should. So I think everybody should take some forms of supplements to improve the quality of their health. That's why we're here. We're here just to give you ideas. I don't make decisions for you. I don't tell you what to do. I hope you do some of the things that we talk about because they will ensure a better quality of life and just make you better, make you healthier. Don't wait until you're so old that you can't undo the damage. The earlier you are in terms of age to reverse diseases, prevent diseases, you won't have to suffer later in life. But many times we wait so long until there is so much damage done that it can't be undone. But we can still get better. Even if you have tremendous amount of damage, you can lessen that damage. You can slow it down. You can prevent more damage to that area. There's nothing we can't do to some degree. I'm not going to bring you back to your 20 when you're 80. I'm not going to suggest that's possible. But you could have a better quality of life at 80 than you did at 60. If you are doing the things that we talk about. So we have a lot of topics to talk about today. So I want to get right into the topics. How do you cure urinary tract infection, UTIs? You know, women will probably have a urinary tract infection at least once in their lifetime. And some women, many times in their lifetime. But there are things we can do to cure, absolutely cure, and prevent UTIs. Then we're going to talk about liver damage. You know, sometimes our body, we abuse our bodies, and yet we still have a very forgiving body that we can bring it back to almost near normal in many, many cases. And the liver is one that we can really bring back to more near normal levels of health. The liver is an amazing organ. You can cut off up to 3/4 of the organ of the liver and it'll regrow back to its original shapes and size. That's amazing. You can't do that with your heart, your spleen, kidneys, or any other organ. But we need the liver. It has, well, between different scientists, they suggest that we have somewhere between 300 and 600 different biological functions through the liver. So let's talk about how to recover the liver when there is damage. And then we'll talk about omega-3 and aggression. And then the Gen X cancer rates. Let's talk about vitamin D, that old sunshine vitamin. Get out in the sunshine and allow the sun to radiate against your skin. Well, that means you have to expose a lot of skin. You can't do it just on your face. Expose parts of your body, your legs, your arms. Don't cover up everything. Your body needs to have that sun radiate on the skin. There is cholesterol. Yes, our good friend cholesterol. Not a bad thing at all. Cholesterol is not a bad thing. We don't need drugs to lower the cholesterol. That is the biggest medical scam in history. You don't need a drug. You know, one time, A normal cholesterol level was 300. 300. Well, now it's 200. Why? Why was it 300 okay? And now we needed to get it down to 200. Well, there's a lot of people that probably could have been under a doctor's guidance and prescription if the cholesterol was over 300. Doctor said, we got to bring it down to 300. That's why I'm giving you a drug. We want to keep you safe from heart disease and strokes. Then they said, we need to bring it down to 240. Same reason, to prevent heart disease and strokes. We need to protect you. Now it's down to 200. All the drug companies did was prove through their science, I don't call it, well, I don't know what I would call it. It's a flawed science. We need cholesterol. We can't live without it. And some need more than others. There's never a bad cholesterol level. But as they brought it down from 300 to 240 to 200, what do you think that happened? What do you think happens when you lower the level? That increases the population of people that have higher cholesterol levels at 200 than 300. So now we have a lot more people to prescribe a statin drug to. Follow the money. And then we're going to talk about plant-based, ultra-processed foods and how it affects heart disease. And then we'll talk about three natural headache remedies. And a new study on pomegranate for preventing memory, maintaining a better memory. That's all here right now. We're going to go into these subjects and help you understand more on how we can have better health overall. But first, let's go back to the urinary tract infections. Most commonly, it's caused by a bacteria, not a virus. It's bacterial infection caused by E. coli. And the conventional treatment for UTI are antibiotics. We do have to caution that UTIs, urinary tract infections, can be especially dangerous for older adults. I don't ever suggest that you not talk to your doctor. You don't want something to go completely out of control and cause more damage. I don't agree with all the drugs that are dispensed and the level of drugs that are dispensed and the TV advertising to brainwash you that you need this drug now. A drug, whether it's Ozempic or one of the other drugs. They're just making these things look too glorious, too miracle, or too miraculous, I should say. And everybody wants them. And the doctor's not going to say no. But you should stay in touch with your doctor. So as I said, UTIs can be dangerous for the older population. And antibiotic prophylactics. No symptoms, but they take an antibiotic anyway to prevent infections is not recommended at all, as it leads to antibiotic resistance. When we really do need an antibiotic, it's not going to work. Our bodies are so accustomed and they build a resistance. Now we have superbugs because they have gotten stronger to withstand the antibiotic treatments. So what kind of prevention should we be using? Well, there is prevention for UTIs. Stopping bacteria from colonizing the urinary tract. Keeping urine and urinary tract acidity, low pH. Low pH that'll kill off the bacteria. And here are some ideal nutrients that are very beneficial for prevention and cure. Cranberry. It's an acidic juice, so it has more acid. It kills off the bacteria. D-mannose, a kind of sugar that's found in our food, fruits especially, that can improve the quality of the mucous membrane in the urinary tract and kidneys and bladder from becoming sticky. Inflammation causes the stickiness of the mucous membrane, and then bacteria adhere to the membrane and cause infection. Also, vitamin C, another acidic vitamin that can cause more acidic condition to the environment, the urinary tract environment. Cranberry. People have used cranberry for back into the days of the American Indian, treating with cranberry. It is a directly effective antibiotic. The mechanism of action for these nutrients are as follows. Antibacterial effects. Quinic acid and other organic acids are very effective for killing off bacteria. Polyphenols block bacteria from adhering to the bladder wall. Many patients with neurologic bladder due to brain, spinal cord, or nerve problems, this is called neurogenic bladder, because the brain and the spinal cord or nerves are not functioning properly, 60% decrease in UTIs with cranberry. Women with acute urinary tract infection treated with standard antibiotics or cranberry works better than the antibiotics. Twice as many subjects in the study reported feeling very well versus the drug group after 7 days of treatment. Evidence shows supplementation with cranberries reduces the overall risk of UTIs by 30% in both men and women. That's from cranberry. And I think it's important to use these three nutrients together. They have a synergistic effect. They work more effectively when there's three than one. Individually, there are some results, but not nearly the results you want. But when you combine all three together, you have a better overall result when using all three. As D-mannose, the kind of sugar I talked about, not like sugar out of your sugar bowl, but it's a very special sugar that's found in fruit, and it prevents bacteria from adhering to the bladder walls. It keeps the stickiness free from the bladder walls, so the bacteria does not stick to the bladder walls. It's a simple carbohydrate. It's a monosaccharide. It has a mechanism of action that prevents bacteria from sticking to the bladder walls. The bacteria is washed out more quickly and effectively when you urinate. So by urine flow, you're causing the bacteria to be eliminated in the flow of the urine when you eliminate it. And study shows that versus placebo results in the double reduction of bacteria in urine and four times the reduction of bacteria in the bladder. With mannose, D-mannose, D like dog, D-mannose. In women who had experienced a previous UTI, 4.5% had a reoccurrence within 6 months while being treated prophylactically with D-mannose versus 33% of women who received no treatment. So it works. And it works better together. Vitamin C. Actually, it lowers the urinary tract pH, the mechanism of action directly antibacterial. Vitamin C kills off bacteria. It lowers the urinary pH to be more acidic. Bacteria cannot survive in a low pH. They thrive in an alkaline pH, higher pH. 12% of pregnant women receiving supplemental vitamin C, 100 milligrams daily, doesn't take much. I'm not a proponent for grams and grams and grams of vitamin C. I think 100 milligrams daily is a pretty good dosage. For 3 months, 100 milligrams a day for 3 months, experience UTI versus 29% of the untreated group. The relative risk reduction of over 50% with vitamin C. The administration of vitamin C to patients with alkaline urine, usually above 7, the pH over 7, resulted in decrease to more acidic urine, a pH under 7. Some authors feel that this effect is even better described at preventing alkalization rather than inducing acidification. Vitamin C's antibiotic activity is effective, even if the bacteria are resistant to antibiotics. Now, I mentioned three different nutrients and why each one of these nutrients worked effectively on UTIs, and each one worked a little bit differently, but they worked far better together. When you put all those together, cranberry, D-mannose, and vitamin C, it was a perfect combination to lower and prevent. So ladies, if you have, or men, if you have a lot of UTIs, urinary tract infection, it can be prevented by taking these three nutrients daily in a combination of 500 milligrams of cranberry powder, D-mannose, and vitamin C daily. This is a really great combination for reversing, curing, and preventing UTIs. It's a very common condition. Now, we talked about how much damage that we do in our daily lives to our body. We don't think much of it, but we are doing damage all the time. That's why we don't live, or many people don't live, as long as they should, because they are doing more damage. They're smoking. They may work in an environment that is highly contaminated with chemicals. They may be following a poor diet. They may not getting all the nutrients that they need to be healthy. They may be drinking too much of hard alcohol. They may take in so much sugar that is now replacing alcohol as damage to the liver. So hey, I want to give you some warning signs, early warning signs of how much damage we've caused to the liver. You probably don't know it, but there is something wrong with your liver. But yet you don't feel it. You don't know it. It's very subtle. The liver weighs about 4 or 5 pounds. It can weigh up to 20 pounds. What is the additional 15 pounds? Fat. Fat infiltrates the liver and replaces healthy liver cells with fat cells. And that is called fatty liver disease. And it takes away your ability to have your liver work correctly to take care of your health. And many of these symptoms of liver disease may not even appear until there is significant liver damage. You don't feel it. You don't feel the liver damage until it's gone so far to affect the damage of the liver that you don't know you have liver damage. If you notice any of these symptoms, talk to your doctor. If you have yellowing of the skin or eyes, commonly known as jaundice, bilirubin is a yellow pigment from red blood cells that is normally filtered out by the liver. Yellow skin and yellow in the eyes is a sign that the liver is not keeping up and can indicate liver damaged tissue. Very dark urine. Even when you are hydrated, this buildup of bilirubin can turn your urine dark orange or brown. If you are drinking a normal amount of fluids, water especially, and still notice dark urine, it could be a sign of liver damage or liver disease. Bruising and bleeding easily. The liver makes proteins that are required for blood clotting. Bruising easily can be a sign of suboptimal liver function and also a sign of problems with blood vessels. Vitamin K deficiency or other issues can be the cause of some of these bruising and blood vessel damage. So talk to your doctor. There may be other issues, but I certainly would get a good diagnosis. There's many things you can do to improve the quality of your liver. Your liver can be renewed and rejuvenated with proper care, proper supplements, and the right diet. So the good news for the liver, good news for the liver health. As I mentioned before, the liver is the only organ in the body that can regenerate even after up to 90% of it has been removed. 90%. And it'll regrow back to its original shape and size. And all the mechanisms to protect your health are also guaranteed by rejuvenating and restoring the health of your liver. With care, it is often possible to reverse liver damage and restore liver function. Now, there is required dietary changes. You can't just wish it to happen. cut sugar intake out entirely. It's good to cut it down, but the best example is to cut it out. I've got to take a break. Guess I got a frog in my throat. So come on back here in a few seconds after these commercials, and we'll finish our liver health section and go on for more. We'll be here to the top of the hour. Come back right after this, right here, a Terry Talks Nutrition. And welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. Wow. Whoa, I had a frog in my throat. I couldn't get rid of it. I worked on it a little bit, had a glass of water, rehydrated, got everything working better. So we can do a tremendous good to our liver. Sugar is the worst thing we can possibly do to our liver, because sugar can replace the healthy cells of the liver. Cut sugar out entirely if you can. At least cut it back. Sugar turns to fat. Carbohydrates turn to sugar, turns to fat. Sugar and carbohydrates, what makes obesity and people that are overweight. Not protein, not fats, but sugar and carbohydrates, which produces triglycerides, a different kind of fat, that infiltrates into our liver cells and produces fatty liver. Now, cut sugar intake. Even for otherwise healthy adults, high intake of sugar has been associated with an almost 50% increase in the risk of liver damage. Cirrhosis of the liver. Liver damage. Transplants of the liver. And then when you top that off with Tylenol, Tylenol is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States, and you top that off with sugar, what a bomb. What a sugar and Tylenol. And if you drink excessively, that's even more damage. So for a healthy liver, I would take 200 milligrams of Andrographis. Andrographis is one of the best herbs for improving the quality of the liver. Also take 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract and 100 milligrams of milk thistle. So you have three herbs that work together, a little bit different mechanism of action in regards to how the liver gets healthy. But that's why the secret of putting things together consistently, they work on different areas of the liver, giving you better results more effectively and more quickly. 200 milligrams of Andrographis, 100 milligrams of OPCs from French grapeseed extract, and 100 milligrams of milk thistle. What does Andrographis do? Well, it reduces fat deposits in the liver by up to 33%. Actually, it reduces fat deposits. Drug companies are spending tons of money, billions of dollars, looking for a drug that can reverse fatty liver disease. And if they do, they haven't yet, but if they do, it'll never be up to 33%. Andrographis is much, much more effective. In patients with fatty liver, grapeseed extract reduced liver enzyme levels by 46%. Liver enlargement by at least 10%. In human clinical trials of patients with liver disease, treatment with milk thistle reduced elevated liver enzymes by up to 30%. In some cases, returning liver enzymes to more normal values than ever before. So this is a way to improve the quality of your liver. Aggression. I guess we all get aggressive once in a while. If it's well done, well deserved, and depends on the degree of aggression. But if you have an aggressive person, constantly being aggressive, maybe even abusive, they have done research, a new study, on omega-3 fatty acids and aggression. Omega fatty acids can actually reduce the aggressive state. A collection of studies, actually 29 different studies, which is called a meta-analysis. 29 studies, each study gives a different perspective on aggression. When they analyzed 29 studies, they came up with one conclusion based on the 29 studies. And the data was on humans, children to adults, with almost 4,000 subjects. And the result of this study of 29 different studies on children, on adults, 4,000 subjects or participants across all the trials, a noticeable reduction in aggression was detected. Additionally, reductions in aggression include both reactive aggression, otherwise a response to something that sets them off, and proactive, which then is planned aggression. I can see people responding to aggression, that something sets them off. Maybe something happened to them that was uncalled for, and maybe was done, of course, in many times it's done unintentionally, but it could have been done because of rumors, because of lies, because of cheating, because of all kinds of conditions that sets people off. But I don't find it very well planned to be a proactive aggression. But how does it work? Well, the answer is unclear. But researchers speculate that because omega-3 reduces inflammation and plays an important role in cellular communications and formation of new brain cells, it might be helping regulate aggression. Now, this was a study, and the scientists the researchers that did the study, they selected omega-3 fatty acids. But I think that could also have been done with phosphatidylserine or curcumin or andrographis. All of them reduce inflammation of the brain cells, inflammation of the brain. So it's important that we realize that. So fortunately, there are ways that we can improve the quality of our liver, and also by taking omega-3 fatty acids, we can reduce aggression. Sometimes people with bad livers, unhealthy livers, they will also have aggression. So I'd like to see people work on their liver and also maybe use omega-3 fatty acids to reduce aggression, but also it could be curcumin or andrographis. There are many, many good nutrients that reduce aggression. And by reducing the inflammation, in the brain. Now, better than fish oil, there is omega-3 fatty acids from salmon, but not from the body of the fish in the form of oil. It's a very unique form of omega-3 fatty acid based on the phospholipids from the head of the salmon. Not the body of the fish, but from the head of the fish. In the body of the fish is where you have all the toxins concentrated. Very clean and pure and safe for everyone, including pregnant women. Omega-3 is bound to phospholipids. When you have it from the fish, the body of the fish, as fish oil, it's bound to triglycerides. Triglycerides are not healthy. And then we need a 2-to-1 ratio of DHA to EPA. That's the way it's found in the head of the salmon. DHA is especially important for developing babies and the brains of babies. Efficient transport, well absorbed, and allows for a much, much smaller dosage. You don't need grams and grams of fish oil. The reason you need such a large quantity of fish oil is because there has been so much damage to the fish oil that has very, very little value and quality result. So you need a very, very high dosage, several grams. But if it is the right based phospholipids, you need very small quantities of omega-3 fatty acids. And it's in the right ratio of the DHA to EPA. This is one of my best products that I take for omega-3 fatty acids. I love it. It's also a source of peptides, which have healthy benefits all in their own right. Peptides, a variety of peptides, amino acids, are all valuable. And they are very unique, found in fish, and the head primarily. And it plays a role in reducing anxiety, heart disease, inflammation, and even more. And it's minimally processed, no heat, no hydraulic pressing. Fish oil is heated up to 300 degrees. Why? Well, when you heat up the fish, the flesh, the body of the fish, that loosens up the oil. So when you press it in hydraulic pressure, you are able to get more oil. That means more money. And the hydraulic pressure also stimulates more heat. And then there's chemical solvents, deodorizers to clean up the fish oil, because there's so much damage to the fish oil when they process it that it's already rancid. So when you have a solid form of an omega-3 fatty acid, not an oil, therefore there are no problems with rancidity, no need to swallow spoonfuls of oil, just take one or two tablets of a good omega-3 fatty acid from the head of the salmon. This is so critical. Children get phenomenal results. Children that are aggressive, that misbehave, that can't focus in school, they have ADD and ADHD. In a few weeks, you'll see a huge change in your child's behavior. It's amazing what it does for improving the brain function of anyone, adults or children. And it's safe, so safe. It's like eating salmon at home. Now, let's talk about cancer rates. Why does Generation X have more cancer? Well, the Generation X are those that are born between 1965 and 1980. And they are being diagnosed with more cancer than their parents and their grandparents. Baby boomers are between 1946 and 1964. And the silent generation, 1928 to 1945. The Gen Xers have less lung cancer, probably because they smoke less. But they have huge increased rates of thyroid cancer. Also of the kidneys, rectal, colon, pancreatic, and ovarian cancers, as well as leukemia. While better diagnostic tools might explain some of the increase in cancer might also be tied to increased obesity and a very sedentary lifestyle, a lazy lifestyle, no exercise, sitting on a couch eating snacks all day or at night after work. We just don't move anymore. We don't have enough exercise. You don't sleep well. All of our good quality choices of lifestyle aren't there anymore. So being overweight, very, very common problem, because all those fat cells that are associated with being overweight or obese can increase the risk of 13 different kinds of cancer. They have rated obesity as a new form of smoking. We have seen better results over time that people have given up smoking. Many of the population is not smoking as they did once before. Smoking is now probably inhibited or kind of like frowned upon in most places. You see less smoking everywhere. But obesity and overweight is everywhere. And they predict by the year 2060, 40 years away, or 36 years away, everyone in the United States will be obese if nothing changes. And at least 20% of all cancer cases, 20% of all cancer cases are connected to obesity. The number one cause of breast cancer is obesity. It increases the risk substantially. And at the same ages, the obesity rate of Gen X is double that of baby boomers. Now, the nutrient of the day, one that everybody should know more about, vitamin D, extremely vital for your health. Vitamin D is required to build bones and muscles and to help increase calcium absorption and to aid in regulating blood pressure. What else does vitamin D do? Well, it helps strengthen skin cells and reduces inflammation and helps treat inflammatory skin conditions like eczema or eczema. acne, and psoriasis. It thickens the hair. Vitamin D stimulates hair follicles to grow. Low levels of vitamin D have also been linked to alopecia, an autoimmune disease which causes the hair loss. And vitamin D prevents dementia, Alzheimer's disease. Older adults who took a vitamin D supplement were 40% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Vitamin D is so critical for the body's health. Now, here are some signs that you might be low on vitamin D. Over 40% of Americans have vitamin D deficiency, and some experts believe 100% of Americans have some form of suboptimal levels of vitamin D. Signs of low or deficient vitamin D are not always obvious, but they may include confusion, brain fog, weak, sore, painful muscles, especially in kids, fatigue and tiredness, bone and joint health, and pain, bone and joint pain, bone loss, or mishapen bones in case of severe deficiency. And the best way to know your vitamin D levels is to have a vitamin D blood test. Check with your doctor. They can check your level of vitamin D. Now, most doctors that I know, I shouldn't say that I know, most doctors that have reported to their patients a recommended daily level of vitamin D is far, far too low. They recommend 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. That's way too low. The alternative physicians who have studied vitamin D extensively recommend it to be over 50, as high as 80. Not 30. 30 is just squeaking by. We don't want to squeak by. We want to be vibrant. We want superior optimal health. We don't want to just squeak by. We don't want to just make up for the deficiency. We want to have excellent health. So we want to be up in the range of 50 to 80. And you don't necessarily have to see your physician. You can go through one of the laboratories and they give you a blood spot check and they can tell you your vitamin D levels. This will help immensely. Now, what kind and how much vitamin D should you have? Well, vitamin D3, D3, is the animal form of vitamin D. Humans are animals. We don't need vitamin D2. D2 is the plant form of vitamin D. It's not the type of vitamin D that we use effectively, and it's very poorly absorbed. It's the most common kind used in pharmacies, in poor quality vitamin and mineral tablets or capsules. So we want vitamin D3, first of all. Researchers compared supplemental vitamin D, D3 and D2, 600 IUs or placebo in 335 women during two consecutive winters. And in the results, the placebo group saw a 25% decline in vitamin D levels. Vitamin D2 group had a 34% increase in vitamin D. Vitamin D3 had a 75% increase in vitamin D, and vitamin D3 was twice as effective at increasing levels of vitamin D than vitamin D2. Experts recommend 5,000 IUs of vitamin D daily for most people. But I would highly recommend that you check your levels of vitamin D. Why? Because you don't know what vitamin D levels will do for you. And if you just recommend 5,000, somebody else might need 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000. If we spend 20 minutes out in the sun with 50% of our skin exposed to the sun, we will generate 20,000 IUs of vitamin D in 20 minutes. So we need higher levels than just recommending 5,000 IUs. I was taking 10,000 IUs of vitamin D and had my blood level checked. I only had half the amount of vitamin D that alternative doctors recommend. So I upped up to 20,000, and it made a huge difference. I'm not saying you need 20,000. I did. But that's why you should have your blood level checked. Because I thought I was doing okay on 10,000. But when I went on 20,000, it made a huge, huge difference. So you have to know what your vitamin D level is. And not just take something because you think that might be enough. You don't know. I would want to find out. I want to make sure you're getting the best level. Check with your doctor. Your doctor can definitely, certainly give you a test, blood test, that determines your levels of vitamin D. They may recommend 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. It should be 50 to 80. But with that, my friends, check it out. Find out for yourself what levels you need. But with that, I say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. It's getting crazier by the day. And God bless you, my friends. And God bless this great, wonderful world.
The school year is starting soon, whether at home or in the classroom. Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.